I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, you've been dating a person for 6 months. Things are about to get kind of serious. And you find out that they're an internet troll.
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
How do you find out?
Is he trolling you under an alias?
Is
it your current boyfriend?
No, he's not trolling you. Let's say you see him, like, you come home early.
Uh-huh. And the apartment is darkened, and there's just like a pale blue light from his computer screen.
So you don't come home that early.
Yeah.
You don't know how to work. Here's the thing, you work nights.
Okay. So you're coming home early in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. You're usually at like 5.
Morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's on Twitch, and he's just, you can see that he's trolling someone, and then every time he gets banned, he makes a new username.
You're watching all this happening?
You come in so quietly.
Yeah, you're home 2 hours early.
Okay. So is he using like misogynistic or racist or other like problematic language? Is he that kind of troll?
No, let's say he's just no, because that makes it too easy, I think.
Okay.
Because obviously you're like,
because
okay,
honestly, I don't see why you would.
You don't.
This
stay
is really
with that
problematic.
No.
Honestly, I don't. Like, it's I think, more overtly worse if he is using racist or misogynist language, but, like, the intent is still sort of the same, right? That, like, he's going into a space that people are enjoying and fucking it up for the joy of
what
fucking
stuff. What if he's trolling Nazis? What if he goes, he infiltrates Nazi
groups? Is he using
groups?
Racist language?
No, but, like, he infiltrates Nazi groups, and then he's like, the frog man! I don't know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
If he's doing that, then he's too adorable to be broken up with.
Yeah, he just he says,
Frogman!
They have like Peppy the Frog, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he just says Peppy's a sham in all caps over
yes,
and over
again. Over and over, and they ban him, and then he starts again. But he only does it to like Nazis. He's like Dexter.
I'm going to go out, not to be too political, but yeah, fuck Nazis.
That's what I'm going to say. You know what? If it's, because once you throw the Nazi wrench in there, it is like literally like, ends justify the means.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
If a Nazi's having a worse day, you've succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in re Nazis, I think punching in face. I think that's fine.
Yeah,
and just shutting them down.
Shut them down.
Okay. Any way you can. I would support, but I feel like that warps the
So let's just say he's not picking any specific person based on any parameters. He's just choosing random channels, and he's just like. He's doing like meme trolling.
Sure.
Where he's just saying like, do you know the way?
Over oh, man. If he's doing Ugandan knuckles.
But that is racist.
Oh, is it?
It is racist for sure. But like,
I don't know the source of that meme.
So it's a Ugandan movie that like is being ripped off, and I don't know the name of it, but it's like an extremely low budget flick that Do You Know Dewey and something about like a princess or I'm not super well versed in it either. But like that combined with this crappy drawing of Knuckles from the Sonic the Hedgehog series has become this like living meme that like people inhabit in like virtual reality chat. And so they just keep speaking in this exaggerated Ugandan accent and like trolling people with the same like four or five phrases.
I see. That explains what that person. Okay. So this happened to me.
I feel like honestly, this felt personal from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. So this happened to me. This person just kept saying, "Do you know the way? Do you know the way? Do you know the way?" Over and over and over and over and over.
Did he ask you if you were the princess or something?
No,
like
just
that?
Do you know the way?
Just do you know the way?
And I was like, okay, I think you're doing a meme thing and it's annoying me. And I'm pretty harsh with my banhammer. So
right,
I was
and you
like,
have other people to handle in your chat. It's not like it's just the two of you. He's ruining experience
he's
for other
he's
people.
He's ruining everybody's experience.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, you're being annoying. So then I was like, okay, fine. I just banned him. And then a new name comes up. Mm-hmm. Do you know the way? Do you know? And I was like, okay, well, this is the same fucking guy. Then ban that person. Then they came back. And then they said, hey, I just like they pretended to be normal for like 30 minutes. So I didn't know. And then they were like, my friend just texted me to tell me that you just banned him for saying, do you know the way? And I was like, no, that's you because that person has no friends. I don't believe.
So here's the thing is that the Ugandan Knuckles do have a weirdly tight network of other Ugandan Knuckles. So you may have been dealing with three or four different people all doing the exact same thing.
But you were like targeted.
Because then, some people in my chat looked at his, that it was coming from the same
IP.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I see now. But anyway, so it was like this kept happening and I was just like, oh my God, this is so annoying. But I was imagining like what is this person's home life? This person has no friends.
Right. The thing that just popped into my mind is like this group of people could easily be applying their computer skills to like assisting a group of like renegade bank robbers in some sort of amazing heist. Well, like that would be a fun thing, sitting in a van doing that sort of shit.
But this person can't even mask their IP address. They are not talented enough to be in a bank robbery crew.
The fact that any of you know what an IP address is impressive to me.
Are you suggesting we could be your coder in a bank robbery?
Yes, please. Yeah.
I could do it.
I will not.
I'm the honeypot.
I'll do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Just give me like 2 hours to watch a bunch of YouTube tutorials. Oh, that's usually how I teach myself how to do things.
All right, and give me an hour and 45 minutes to call the police because I do not approve.
It should not take you that long.
No, she's saying
she's going
to
wrestle with it first.
Yeah, to wrestle with it.
Because we're her friends.
But we know what she's going to come out on.
Yeah.
Which is calling.
I'll visit you in prison.
And I'm just happy to be on the team, so.
You're just like, hey, guys, we're friends, right?
Right?
I don't have to go on Twitch anymore.
It's Patrick.
It was me.
Patrick.
I did know a lot about this Ugandan Knuckles thing.
You did. You're like, actually, they do have friends. They have, like, there are, like, three of them, and they're friends.
I would never suggest that they're friends, but they are cohorts.
Allies.
Yes, they are allied in the belief that the most fun way to waste everyone's time is to ask them if they know Doe.
I think they must be 12. Honestly, that's what I think.
I think a lot of them are children.
Oh, so why are you dating a child in this scenario?
That's what it is. You got to say, is this a big situation?
Oh,
that's probably what it is.
And then you go, oh no.
Oh no.
So you take the boy man.
That's why his living room only has a trampoline in it.
No. You take him down to the pier.
Yeah.
You
find that Zoltar machine.
You find the Zoltar machine. And you see if you can get him back to being a boy. And you just say goodbye. And don't tell anyone you fucked a child.
Okay. I think that's what we do. Well, thanks for your help, guys.
Yeah, anytime. Absolutely.
I just didn't really have any like guidance or context with it. Without your help.
But you made a real emotional case without
Thank you. Well, speaking of things that don't have context.
And for which we can make an emotional case.
Yeah.
Hey, yo!
We're doing ships at first sight.
Yeah, these are ships that we maybe don't have any information about.
Mm-mm.
We're going on gut reactions only. If we know anything about the shows or movies or comics that these ships are from, we can't talk about them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Familiar ships need not apply.
Right.
Nice.
That's very good, Colin.
Oh, thank you.
Let's hear Colin's first then, because he did such a nice job.
Ooh, look at that. My little reward.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found an image. I found an image on the internet. And
that may already be too much.
Oh, no. Those images I do incognito, so.
Control Alt P.
Yo. Anyway, but this one I decided to go for it because I knew I would have some support from at least one side of the table with someone who can back me up or correct me if I'm way off base.
I'm so curious.
So I'm going to ship just the cover, the two people who are featured on the cover of Sweet Valley High's Dangerous Love by Francine Pascal?
Yes.
Yes. It's Sweet Valley High number 6.
Oh, you are wrong, sir. Oh, wait, what is wait, it? Who is it?
Who are the characters?
So, oh, no! You would hate them!
Here's the thing. I had a whole thing worked out in my mind why I shipped
this. Okay, I want to hear. Sorry.
So I will describe it real quick. So it's a young man who I'm sure is supposed to look like he's bad news. But he's wearing
a little bit of a bad boy?
Apparently, but he's wearing like a polo shirt and his hair is combed very nicely.
Yeah, I mean, it's called Dangerous in Love, but there's not a lot of danger in that picture.
No, not
they
a lot
seem
of
really
scene.
Happy.
But the young lady, and that's exactly it. That's what sold me on it. The young lady's face on the back of the motorcycle as they go on this dangerous love affair. She is.
That's such a fucking face that she would make, too.
Eyes wide. Oh, well, can I have their names just so I can.
And mouth wide.
That says it right there.
Oh, does it? Oh, Elizabeth and Todd.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that was too much information, so I'm glad you didn't know till now.
Yeah. So, Elizabeth and Todd. I think Elizabeth. So, the look of joy on her face. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not even. She's not shocked. She's not appalled at this dangerous motorcycle ride. What is happening is Elizabeth is falling in love, not with Todd, but with motorcycles and motorcycle culture.
Wow.
That's
okay,
right.
Interesting.
That's right.
So wait, is that your ship?
Yes, it is.
Elizabeth my and ship, motorcycle culture?
My ship is, after whatever, week and a half, however long this thing with Todd lasts, you know, bad boys, you know how they are. It's not going to shake out well anyway. But now
she's going to get a bike.
She's going to get a bike of her own.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's going to become a bad girl.
Oh, my God.
Cruising around the Sweet Valley.
I don't want to tell you anything about the reality because your version is so sweet.
It's very sweet.
It's the a sweet real valley.
The real situation with them is that they are the most like. Villainously boring couple.
He is not a bad boy.
He's not.
He does not look like a bad
boy.
Well,
so then wait, who's the villain?
Who's
then?
Dangerous?
They are villains because they're so boring.
Mm-mm. Is she the dangerous
one? Like
or
in
is
the
it just
Prince.
A motorcycle?
I think
yes. Yes.
Which I have since
I mean,
watched.
Thank you.
I may have that book at home. I don't know that I've read this one recently. I don't know if he does get the motorcycle and they're like, oh, is Todd becoming bad?
Is this like a motorcycle test drive that they're
That's
depicting?
It might
like,
be.
Here's the thing,
hey, let's go to the motorcycle dealership.
If you pan
dealership.
Out the dealers behind them.
There's like a string of balloons hanging from lampposts behind them.
Elizabeth is, I would call her a prig.
Yeah.
She is a prude and judgmental and uptight.
And maybe this motorcycle ride's all she needs to shake things
loose. I don't
loose.
Know, it's book 6, and I'm telling you that by book 100, she has not loosened anything.
No, she's not. She's like, she's so boring, but also judgmental that, like, she isn't even entertaining when she's being judgmental.
Yeah, she tries, and she just, like, she doesn't even have a bon mot.
No, like, what is a bon mot? What is that?
She doesn't even have, like, a quip.
No, she doesn't.
A bon mot is what I was trying to say it French.
I don't really know what that is.
It just means good word in French.
Nice. I mean, okay, to give you to spice things up, they join some kind of like intramural bowling team at the school.
A co-ed bowling team.
And,
that's
and then,
wait,
are,
no,
there
and
big,
the
are there big
coach,
buttons
the
involved in this?
Yes.
Wait, did you secretly
did you
read
listen
all
to
these
it?
Books?
No, I listened to it. I heard that in an episode in passing.
No, that's who we were talking about when she was like, I mean, the crazy bowling shoes. Like, isn't that crazy?
Are we just so wild? Okay, she's also dated Todd since they were in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Which you would hate. Oh,
you would hate that.
I'm not a fan of that.
No.
7th grade.
They start dating
7th grade.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
7th grade and they
Who were y'all dating in 7th grade?
Nobody.
Just first names. Nobody?
I did at one point in 7th grade date a guy named Ryan.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's cool as hell.
But it was, I had to check that off.
Did you guys get into this just for like branding purposes, or was there an actual spark?
Right.
There was not much of a spark, but then later he worked at like Papa John's or something.
Oh, sick.
And okay. I hadn't like thought about him or talked to him in like years and years, and I went to order Papa John's. And he was, and I
wait,
was, like,
were you like visiting I, home for the holidays?
I think it was probably in college. And I was just like, and I ordered, and he's, and I said my name, and he goes, wait. Ryan?
Ryan! Ryan! Wait, is this the one?
No, he's not the one, but it was one.
It was like hometown hero.
No, but it was like, I got like 15 seconds of a scene from a Hallmark movie.
Wow.
Like if he was the one, that would have been really cool, right?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
No, that would have been really cool.
But he was just a guy.
At a PJ.
who worked at a Papa John's many years ago.
Oh.
Well, Colin, first name of a girl you dated in seventh grade?
Oh, you wish. Oh. I didn't have one. No. I had plenty of fantasies about it, but no.
What was the name of yours, since you asked?
Suzanne.
My best friend in middle school is named Suzanne.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was the same woman.
No! She's married now. Are you sad?
Suzanne is married now.
She's married? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the same person. Because
we're talking about the same person.
We're talking about the same person, yeah.
Wait, she's married to
Colin.
Peter Collins. Mm. Peter Collins.
He owns a used motorcycle dealership in Sweet Valley, California.
I'm sorry that we had to tear apart your dream.
It's fine.
I think, though, you have a future of ghostwriting.
No, I love it. I would listen to... Like, if you wanted on your Instagram story to go into a bookstore, grab a book, and just from the cover, tell me the story of the young adult book.
Specifically the relationship the there is.
Oh, yeah. No, only romances.
Ryan, this is an excellent opportunity for me to fill my mostly empty afternoon. So
Yay!
You got it.
Well, if you want to borrow some Sweet Valley High books.
I like the idea of doing it in a public bookstore.
Yeah, I feel like Colin's going to be in Skylight Books
hours
at a time.
Oh, is that the one downtown? The big one?
No, it's the one in Vermont.
That one will give you some better stuff, though, because Skylight's a little too cool.
Mm. It's very cool. I don't think they have
You probably won't be the only person doing like an Instagram show in Skylight.
Yeah, it's probably true.
That's true.
Okay. Patrick, do you have one?
I do have one. I ship the titular Americans because this is a show that I have never seen. I've been yelled at for not watching it on this show. And I just, so I've taken in, the only thing I've seen is just commercials. I understand that they are spies in like the 80s. They're Russians and they're pretending to be like lovey-dovey American couple, but they actually have nefarious whatever.
Right.
I relate very strongly to this, like trying to live like a normal adult American life, but just like being upset all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think you've really nailed the feeling of that.
Is that
show.
It?
Yeah. And she's the honeypot.
She's the honey. What does that do to their relationship?
It's tough.
Yeah. I imagine
sometimes
it would
he
be.
Has to play honeypot too. Like, neither of them can.
They don't like it when either of them has that as
but
their
like,
assignment.
They don't, find like camaraderie in that, because I feel like that's part of what I think attracts me to the couple, is that like they have a clear goal that they're working on together.
I think they do have that, but I think one of the angles that the show plays a lot is that them faking their marriage really mirrors sort of American married culture.
Yeah.
And so all of the like problems that shouldn't be a problem because they're professionals and they're at work are problems because of the emotional hang-ups that come with choosing to share your life monogamously with one person.
Yeah.
And so that shit like bleeds into their spy work.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so, it sounds like something you would really enjoy, Patrick.
It's like a really good show.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I'm get the several seasons behind, but I
me too.
What I've seen, I really liked.
It's very good. Get the terrible FX app just to watch it.
Isn't a lot of it on like Hulu or Netflix or something?
Amazon, I think.
Amazon.
Yeah. I can Amazon it.
Nice. Yeah, you can.
Ship your sightless ship, or what are we calling them? Ship at first sight.
Yeah.
Ship at first sight. Yeah, I mean, it seems like the best you could possibly do in that situation is someone else who's going through the same thing, right?
Yeah, and I mean, isn't there like, there's like instances of unrequited feelings and stuff in, yeah. in it. It's
towards each other or?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, because they have children.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind they have of like a real daughter. Even though.
Real daughter.
Like a biological,
like an actual daughter who is like a not aware.
Who doesn't know. Is it just one kid or do they have a couple?
I think there might be a boy.
Yeah.
A younger boy.
Yeah.
So, I did watch a clip this afternoon.
You watched a clip?
I saw that one clip.
Like okay, here's the thing. I cheated so much more than you. So
really?
I'm so glad to hear that this happened.
I didn't even read all of the words on the cover of the book.
Yeah. You win, okay?
Colin, you don't read, though. It would have been unrealistic to think that you read something.
This is two books in a row I'm doing, you guys. That's unprecedented.
Oh, my God. When you said you read 50 pages last week, I could have fallen out of my chair.
The clip I watched was labeled American's Best Scene.
Oh.
And it is the parents.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Great.
It was the parents berating their daughter for like wanting to be in some church group or something.
Oh,
and the dad is yelling like, "Do you trust Jesus? Is this?" And he's like ripping pages out of a Bible or something.
God.
It's intense.
Yeah.
And like, I hate that Bible. So like.
Yeah, you loved it.
I was like, this is the best scene.
Hey, there's like a weekend coming up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You can binge
some shit.
Also, like,
you're like that. We can destroy some Bibles together.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Let's do it. Those little sheets are so thin. Go to Goodwill.
What? How expensive is a Bible?
More than a Sweet Valley High book.
I remember when I had to buy a Bible for church group when my parents made me go when I was in high school. Mm. They're a lot.
Yeah,
they're expensive.
Can we just like sneak into a hotel room?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can't hurt anything because I'm not into
property crime.
Mm. Well, so, Bibles are property, Mogi.
We'll be like, oh.
Property of God.
Ryan, do you have a
I do,
a
but it's not sight? As pure as Colin's or yours, really. But it's a show I never watched. And if you guys know me, as you do, I've watched a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. I don't even know what show this could be.
Well, we've talked about it. I've never watched it. It's like almost a thing that I'm watching. I've never watched Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh.
So I started. I have like.
Data and Geordi.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I mean, I know what Data is.
Nice, 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 nice.
I know who Data is.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an android, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
But I don't know. Geordi is.
Geordi LaForge.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
Kaiser. I could ship that. No, the one was because, and I don't know anything about what he's actually like on the show, but he guest starred on Roswell. And he does a weird thing with a chair and all these gifts.
Riker!
So yeah.
Riker
with
who? Everybody?
Canon ship. And then Jean-Luc Picard, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Because he's so charming.
Yeah.
In everything. So my headcanon ship is that in an episode, they get stranded on a planet together.
Okay.
And Riker's like all sassy at him.
Mm-hmm.
And Picard like doesn't really like it, but he kind of like lets it go. But there's also always been this like undercurrent of affection.
Okay.
They make beautiful love.
Okay.
And then they get teleported back onto the ship.
Uh-huh.
While making beautiful love?
Mm.
After.
It's like the next... But they got really vulnerable with each other on planet. They're back on the ship. And then Riker, like, makes a cocky face and walks away. And they never talk about it again.
Now,
always there.
Which one of them, in never talking about it again, replays a scenario in the holodeck just over and over and over again?
Picard.
Yeah. Picard?
I want to see Picard.
Wait. Oh, yeah, Picard.
Picard probably.
He does spend more time in the holodeck than
I think
he loves it, yeah.
But Riker probably when he's making love to other people thinks about Picard.
He'll be like, "Computer."
Computer.
Is that a good Riker?
Yeah, they're all good Rikers.
I do think that it's really I love how much personality you got out of the chair sitting.
Because it really is like all I did. No. That and like his guest appearances on Roswell, yeah. But that is it.
So the
was he rocking the goatee on Roswell?
Yes.
Okay.
Things really improved for him once he got facial hair.
It completes his face.
Yeah. So season one was hard.
Right. For a lot of reasons. But primarily it's Riker's facial hair.
The facial hair, the lack.
Yeah.
The lack.
Yes.
I you know what? I like that because I do think, yes, Picard is very cool. Both of them are very cool guys. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Picard is not as afraid of vulnerability because he a lot of times will have like heart to hearts with various team members.
Mm-hmm. Picard is very honorable and honest and straightforward with things.
Yeah. And Riker, like, I guess it makes it clear that he cares about Picard, but
he's a little bit dorkier, right?
Yes, to us. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. We think he's dorkier. Yeah. I think the show thinks he's cooler.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a little bit of, like, I don't want to say posturing necessarily, but there's a little bit of, like, asserting his position with Riker, where Picard doesn't really care about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the captain. He's got nothing to prove to anyone.
Right.
I also think it's interesting that, like, neither of them have, like, canon ships that I care about.
You don't like Troy?
Not really.
With Riker?
I don't really. It doesn't. It's never, like, moved me.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe that is me ignoring that because that is in there. But, like, Picard, I feel like he's definitely not, like, the Lothario that, like, other Star Trek captains are.
No.
Specifically Kirk.
Kirk. Yeah. Right. And I think the show, TNG, does a lot less telling us that Picard has this, like, magnetic draw and more of Picard telling us that he has this magnetic draw by just being very magnetic.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Whereas, like, the show for original series, it, like, everyone's like, he's cool.
Yeah.
Kirk is cool.
Yeah. Well, William Shatner's ego is, like, half of that portrayal.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's a lot. So, yeah, I agree. I feel like, okay,
this is a pretty good ship.
Who doesn't talk about it?
I like the ship.
And they have tender moments, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just watched an episode where they had a tender moment, where it was like, Riker didn't want Picard to, like, go down and be the away team because he was like, you're too important. And, like, he's like, look, I know you're worried, but, like, I'm going to go do this. And he's like, you always get worried, number one. And Riker's just like, yeah, I do.
Oh, that makes my ship heart happy.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
That's a good ship, right?
That's a really good one.
Thanks, guys.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Kelly, what you got?
Okay, mine, this is how I came across mine. I was like, what show has everybody watched that I have not watched? And every time all three of the other shippers, not me, are talking about this, I just tune out because I don't know what's going on. Lost.
I knew it!
Never seen Lost. I've never seen an episode of it. Never seen a scene of it. So this is how I found my ship. Because I was like, I don't even, there's like a million characters. I don't even know anything about it.
There are a lot of characters.
There are a lot of characters. Yeah.
So I went to Archive of Our Own.
Great.
And I looked up, I just went, searched by fandom, clicked Lost, and then sorted by kudos.
Great.
Found the first one that was not like Megaverse crossover, which is super annoying. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I can't keep track of this and like
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Right. And Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, that's an interest. I got to think about that. Who does Piccolo end up with on that island?
Kimi, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
So you went past all of those.
Yeah. And so there was one that popped up a lot.
Okay.
And I read a couple of them.
Okay. Oh, interesting. This is a...
Yeah.
I like this
so
strategy.
So I don't know how much of any of this is canon. I think that the relationship is not canon at all. Because I've heard you guys mention this person's name and never this other person's name in conjunction.
I love this. I love wherever this is going.
I don't know what this is going to be.
Who's the person that we've been mentioning?
Sawyer.
Oh, okay. I like it already. Honestly, put that boy in a room with anybody if you ask me.
There's a person we don't talk about very much.
Cassidy?
Ben.
It's a man. And this came up a couple of times, but I'm just referencing one of the ships right now. Let's see if you guys can guess it based off of
the title.
Okay. Making Nice. This is by Shrift.
Okay, start to describe it. Okay,
here's wait, I'll read the summary. I'll read the summary. It has no names.
No, making
it's a fair trade or maybe rough trade. Well, some kind of trade anyway. Written early on in season one.
Hmm.
Is this Hurley? Is this a Sawyer Hurley ship?
I was thinking it was. I mean, here's the thing. If you were a person who was only watching the beginning of season one with shipper glasses.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You might, and you were thinking Slash. Would you go?
Jin?
I was going Locke.
Oh.
Because I think Sawyer and Locke are very different.
Rough
okay, now
trade.
I'm so worried.
And I think Locke would like tie Sawyer up in a.
Could also be Michael, could also be Charlie.
Okay,
could
you imagine that with Locke?
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Okay, do you want to know who it is? Because I'm worried that like maybe okay, I just be getting a lot of cross.
Here's the thing. There's one person who is the arguably the lead of the show that we have not talked about much in the show. Because we don't I don't think we all love him as much. That
yeah,
much.
He's okay.
And we have not said his name today.
Jack. Okay.
Hmm? No.
Okay.
No. Okay. It's
I mean maybe
Sawyer and Saeed.
Ooh.
Oh my god, how did we not think of that?
Wow.
Oh my god, do you know what Saeed could do for Sawyer?
Here's the thing.
Torture.
Okay, now
I'm back to the
it's
gonna
be torture. It's gonna be torture.
It's gonna start as torture and then
well,
it turns
off
into love.
Rough.
Yeah, because Saeed, it's a rough that used to be his job.
He was a torturer for the Iraqi army?
Iraqi army. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what the way that a lot of these fanfics start out is it's very hot on the island.
Of course.
So Sawyer is like, he's too tired of like washing his clothes in the water. So he just wears jeans and no
he's
shirt.
I mean, that's canon.
Honestly,
that is canon.
He never wears a shirt.
So he and Saeed kind of have like, this is what I'm imagining from these fanfics. Like they don't like each other. Mm-hmm. Also, there's like a weird racism kind of with Sawyer towards Saeed.
Sawyer once called Saeed Al Jazeera.
Okay.
But Sawyer is also an asshole who likes to see what if he can manipulate people by catching them off guard by being rude to them.
If Sawyer were alive right now, he would be trolling you as Ugandan Knuckles.
Great.
That's a lot of work for Sawyer to do.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and here's the thing. And like, what's the word for anonymous? The fancier one? Anonymity?
Anonymity.
That one. Uh-huh. That doesn't suit Sawyer whatsoever. If he's not getting credit for his actions,
he would be.
Then,
I don't know
why I'm saying that. I have no idea about it.
But
hold on, though. He does. Sawyer's not his name.
Right.
There's some layers there.
His name is James Sawyer Ford.
Sawyer is just a name that he adopted for himself from the con man who tricked his mother into something.
Yep.
So, okay. So it's a
killing
lot of him,
father?
Like,
his
Locke's
father?
Dad.
No.
Yes.
The con man took Sawyer's mother for everything they had, and then his father went into a rage and murdered his mother in
and
front
himself.
Of him.
Murder-suicide.
Yeah, murder-suicide.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's why he took that name to become the world's greatest con man as revenge?
Here's the thing. Loss is pretty fun.
It is really good.
Yeah. Like, it's a pretty good show.
It's pretty fun. Interesting. Because I wouldn't have thought that was like a top five ship. But that's funny that's the one that like Archive of Our Own is endorsing, which must mean that the fandom at least is embracing it.
Yeah. So.
And Saeed is great.
And Saeed is injured in this one. I don't know if he is in real life.
I feel like he wears a sling made out of a t-shirt.
He does wear
a
sling. I'm trying to remember what happens. Is it when they're like building the thing to the well? Not the well, but the.
Oh,
the hatch?
No. Guys.
What?
okay. Don't they build a thing by the water so they don't have to go back and forth to the water all the time? Isn't there a construction project?
That sounds like something that probably happened. But that's not the juicy stuff.
That's not juicy, but I feel like could not. Or did he get shot?
Does Rousseau shoot him at some point?
Potentially.
Here's the
but
thing.
That's late. By the time Rousseau comes around, that's like...
No, she's around in like episode like two or three or something. She's there very early.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm misremembering, I guess.
Here's the thing.
Been a few years.
Here's the thing about any Sawyer ship, including the Sawyer-Shannon ship. It's all nullified by Nadia.
Hold on. Sawyer-Shannon?
Yeah. They date for a while until she dies, right?
You mean Saeed.
That's what I mean.
I was like, Sawyer Shannon won. I bet there's no archive of our own.
Yeah.
Too vanilla, too boring.
I can't think unless it's like he
attacks her and then Saeed comes and saves her and then they have a three-way.
Yeah. Three-way.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's one of those where you can't find the pairing that you want and
you're like, all right, I guess.
So do you guys feel like there is, I mean, obviously people believe that there's like grounds there for something.
I think early season one, I could see that I would be like, all right.
Yeah.
Because the show is trying to feed you a dichotomy, I think, between Jack and Sawyer. But Saeed, to me, at least when I was watching it, seemed like a better person than anyone. Like, he was my actual hero.
Yeah. Well, and Saeed and Sawyer both, like, represent different kinds of, like, order on the group that isn't, like, the Jack, like, the accepted order, right? That, like, Jack is the de facto hero and leader because he's a doctor and whatever.
Yeah.
And then like Locke has his own kind of role. And then there are like these other two, like kind of leader types who have a lot of skills and can like get shit done, but are, you know, because they're a con man or a torturer in the Iraqi army, viewed as like morally dubious.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
I can't.
It's not like they were siblings who had sex or something.
Well, thank you guys for helping me get some context out of that.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the thing that I like, because I was reading them and I was like, I like this.
All right.
Because they seemed to challenge each other to a point where they would find tenderness.
Yeah, I think.
Because they both got walls.
Yeah. Saeed's walls are easier to crumble and crumble way faster.
Interesting.
Oh, I don't.
And then a bomb gets thrown. So like it crumbles a little.
Yeah.
And then a grenade gets thrown over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I'll watch this show.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
Never seen it.
It's a good show. I would love if you do, you keep us in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want you to make Patrick rewatch it.
You should go into a bookstore. Instagram live, you watching Lost on a separate cell phone.
Oh my God. I'll watch it on Patrick's cell phone.
What is it? How many episodes is it? 100?
Oh, it's over 100.
Cool. I'll do it in weekend. do we have any questions from Twitter?
Yeah. So if you would like your questions answered on this show, you should tweet us. That's at Shippledips or use the hashtag Shippledips. That's Shipple like nipple and dips like nips. We got a question from, the myth of Psyche. The question is, what is your favorite canon queer ships, aka not subtext, but actually in the show? It's a tough one because we do a lot of non-canon queer ships. We like them a lot.
Due to a lack of representation for LGBT folks.
I have one. And I wish I was fresher on this because I really, really love the show, but it's been at least over a year. But Sense 8 is a really, really good pro-trans and queer show. And I cannot remember either of the characters' names, but it's the actress who once played one of the companions on Doctor Who, plays the girlfriend of one of the main characters who's in the cluster of the psychic people that are trying to go on adventures and have like action and stuff happen.
Cool.
This is a terrible description of it because I remember so little.
I think her first name is Freema.
Okay. The actress? The one from Doctor
Who? I have not watched Sense8, so I'm giving you what I can. But that sounds great.
It's really nice. And it starts off very hot and heavy. And then one of like sort of the themes that happens through the show is becoming like when it's exposed that you're part of the cluster, which is what they call it when you're like psychically connected with the other people in the group, is it's very isolating.
Okay.
And, you know, it kind of like pulls you out of your daily life and everything is, you know, like kind of thrown to shit because like the cluster takes over. But the reason I really, really like this relationship is she's super ride or die.
Yeah.
And immediately is like, oh, your family's putting you in a mental institution because you're saying you're psychic. I think you're psychic and I'm going to break you out of that mental institution.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And use my computer hacker skills to help you.
Yeah.
Be an awesome psychic.
So and cool. Troll Kelly's Twitch channel.
Exactly. They're just like... Do you know the way?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, mine is a little, I was going to say old school, but it's not that old school. I really love, and it's a complicated relationship. They're not always in a great place, but the arc on 6 Feet Under with David and Keith.
Yes! And, I love that one.
And there's a canon queer ship in 6 Feet Under? I've never watched it.
The family, one of the three children is gay.
Dexter is, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
His name isn't Dexter.
No,
it's Michael C. Hall. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And the relationship is treated just like any other relationship in the show, and that it's complicated and dramatic and all that stuff. So it's not a magic ship. If we were going like magic queer ships, I like, and you guys know I like high school stuff, but I like Kurt from Glee and Blaine. His prep school boyfriend.
Yeah.
They just are like, they meet and it's Darren Criss and he's like, I'm cute, you're cute. Oh, and
it's just perfect from the beginning.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I think they maybe want someone says, you shouldn't be dating a public school boy or some bullshit. But like, it's like such like peaches and cream. So right. Like, that's my like, oh, adorable, but like very surface level. But David and Keith. And then, of course, unless.
No, and I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, but we have to mention.
Okay. Willow and Tara.
But obviously.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
If you're interested in us talking about Willow and Tara, we've done it for hours.
Yeah, hours and hours and hours, and how it's perfect and it's everybody great. Else is terrible.
And Tara's and they should have kissed way faster.
Yeah, they should have kissed like immediately. It was like, why? We save it, whatever, whatever.
But I mean, instead, that vending get, like, machine a, push. Oof. Yeah.
Then we get like sexy sex with Kennedy.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. Sorry, I just hate Kennedy so much. I hate Kennedy. I hate her. The relationship that I really love is in the show Godless, Mary Agnes and Callie. And Mary Agnes is the, she's kind of like the, I want to say de facto sheriff of the town, because the real sheriff is off doing things. And Callie is a prostitute slash town teacher. And their relationship, I think, is so passionate. Flawed, worth rooting for, and like them together is so sweet, and just how much they just like achingly love each other is so evident in every scene with both of them. But at the same time, they make decisions because of that, that you're just like, why? Don't do that. Just calm down.
And then also the sort of secret love aspect of it is always so fun to watch.
Really, I really root great for relationship.
That. So I'm worried that mine is also a lesbian ship.
Like, Why are you worried?
I'm worried.
Because we haven't hit all the things.
Because we.
I got to buy one that I think you'll agree with.
Okay. So my ship, I'm just worried about that. Like,
oh,
we don't have any.
You're
like,
not saying. Oh, I see. What you're saying.
We don't have any gay men relationships in here yet.
David and Keith.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And so are Kurt and Blaine.
Yes.
The,
sorry.
Two that we just said. That's fine. No, that, the whole time we were all talking, he's like, I can't do it.
I can't believe.
And you said yours is trans, right?
Yeah, trans.
Oh, never mind. Then we got everything represented.
Well, and lesbian. But also the thing about the cluster is they have these amazing psychic orgies, which are hella bi and just,
dope.
So like, it happens a few times in the series where one of the members of the clusters will be getting it on.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, the other seven show up and is like,
dope.
What's up, guys? Like, it may just be in your mind, but it may be fucking sexy as hell.
Okay, do you want to share your lesbian one?
It's Kate Kane and Maggie Sawyer from Batwoman.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good relationship, and it's like a goddamn crime that DC Editorial shut it down when Kate proposed.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, characters in the Bat family can't be happy. They can't get married. You know, cut to like 3 years later, Batman's engaged to Catwoman. So that rule is obviously bullshit and doesn't apply to heterosexual couples.
Yeah.
But they're so good. And like that run on the starting with Greg Rucka and going to J.H. Williams is so good on Batwoman. It's like foundational, and like everything else about that character like doesn't matter to me outside of those creators runs with her and with Maggie.
No, that is a really good run.
Well, may all of our relationships be as fulfilling and frowned upon by the man.
Yep, until they're canceled by editorial.
So stupid. More representation. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Two relationships.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.